Darley?
What's the difference between me and you? What's the difference between me and you?
Three Lich King was captured off the base opponent face. I was on fire like a group of elementals. Got the epic utensils. Got down to business. But sometimes the update's part of the game to change your world against you. But I was a good hunter. Something I could work through. Nothing wrong with placing purple, green, and blue. That's no problem. Still having damage on whatever we run through, and I'm happy with the amount of DPS that I do. But I hear rumors on the forums that are full of QQ. Fuck the patch, I'm getting nerfed, and that's just being real with you. You see, the truth is, everybody wants to know what my next video is, and who I'm gonna spook with. And then I got these bitch-ass haters I have to deal with, claiming that they're
Wow. BT's like, they're like, okay, get these girls on and get them off, quick.
Yeah, apparently.
Get on and get it off.
All right, that might be hot in other words, but
And I'm sorry, guys. Usually, Miss Snow is here to tell me, I'm in a chat room, but she's out sick tonight. And, I have permission from Blast Show to tell us what quest he's been on.
Yay!
Blaster's been on the quest of newborns. There's a baby Blaster born.
A mini Blaster, and he's so cute. And he looks just like Blaster. He's so adorable.
Oh, I just want to kiss it.
I know, he's so cute. Who could imagine that something so adorable could come from Blaster?
Yeah, he is.
Hey, Jay, I see you in the chat room. What's up, dude?
Baby, I cannot. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get to go up and see Baby Blaster, but I do so want to see these. I want to kiss it. Oh, they smell so good when they're little. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having a moment. All right, you guys, welcome to your Thursday nighttime edition of Gamer Girls Radio. And Ginger and I are rolling. Well, we're not solo. We got each other's backs.
Yeah, of course, always. And you know what? We do it every morning, so we can do it tonight. It's fine.
Right. And we got us a little PvP girl in the background, Gigi, and then I know you guys are like, that's not that original song. No, that's the gamer version.
Mm-hmm.
Called What's the Difference. Please go over to YouTube and check out their channel. Tell them we sent you. We love us some PvP girl.
Yes, yes. I love me some PvP girl. She's like my idol.
She has some major lyrical prowess. I'm kind of impressed, except for that Wisconsin accent is deeply embedded. I hear her say some words, and I'm like, yeah, you're from up that way. Yeah, but you still got skills. Yeah, amazing. Anyway. Oh, I suppose I should do the nighttime version.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm trying to download more PvP Girl, honestly.
Ooh, yeah.
It's some good stuff. Did I cut out just then?
Yes, just a little bit. I was like, what's going on there?
And Jay's asking, is there a little Blaster? Yes, there's a little Blaster. He is absolutely adorable. We're so proud here. Baby Blaster. We call him BB.
Yes, yes. He's so cute.
BJ is a junior.
I know. And I like wanted to comment on all the pictures and whatnot, but I was like,
no, we can't tell where the pictures are. That's what
yeah, I know.
Yeah, no,
I was like, oh, I can't.
There are pictures. We can comment on the pictures. We cannot tell you where they are. Well, they're coming to us via email. I don't know how they get into y'all. But anyway.
They're adorable.
He's a baby.
Yes.
He's like, get a control in a baby. Oh, there will be time.
Oh, but no, every time we got on the air, we were talking about his quest. I wanted to go, oh, look at the baby. Look at the itty-bitty fingers and the itty-bitty toes. Ah, you can almost smell that brand new baby smell.
Oh, yes, I'm smelling it. My eyes yes. Hurt. Okay, enough.
I know, right?
So cute.
Nom, 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 baby.
Okay, we're going to show up on Blaster's doorstep, and he's going to be like, oh, hell no.
We just want to cuddle and spoil.
Hell no, get them off the steps. He's got three evil aunties that showed up at the house.
Only evil to the parents.
They're like, here, baby, you want some candy? Want to hold these evil video games? Here you go. I know you wanted to play some GTA. Yes, you did.
right, we're officially goofballs.
We have to, because we got some a lot of ground to cover.
We do, you know, and it's good that we start out on a good note, because we got some sad stuff to cover too.
Yeah. Well, let me give you the phone number. Of course, we don't allow you to call in the morning, because we don't really want to talk to you. We're grumpy. At night, we can be grumpy with you. You expect it, but you can call us if you like, 347-215-7977, or you can use your Skype to call us if you can figure out how, because we don't even know, I mean, we're geeks.
If you're looking at the Blog Talk Radio website and you're looking at our show, right next to the number is a little Skype icon. You click on that.
Oh my God! Let me tweet her. Let me Twitter.
Who are we tweeting?
I'm tweeting about our baby. Like our baby.
Our baby. Yeah, Blaster's like, no,
no. I believe that is my baby.
And I don't think y'all were there.
I was there. I had a camera.
Oh,
and if I don't get to kiss that baby, I'm showing the pictures. Okay. I believe he's listening too. If he is, my phone will beep shortly. Corey, we need to talk.
Selling him to the highest bidder.
We're
not grumpy. Jay's calling us grumpy.
He gets the stabbing threat during
lunchtime.
Isa. Hola, Isa. He said, in case you missed it, we were just announcing our new addition to the Gaminatrix Gamer Girls Radio family, Baby Blaster.
Baby Blaster, so cute.
We're so proud. We're doting, and we haven't even seen him yet.
I know.
I'm going up there when it's cold. Auntie's going to hold him and kiss him. Touch him. Love it.
See, yeah. We can carpool. You can just go up the stretch.
Cool. Oh, you have me messed up. So one time I'm going to fly. No, I don't do cars for that long period of time. Well, first let me cover some much needed, I don't know what to call this, you know, and I think my 5-hour energy wore off 2 hours ago. Of course, I still have copious amounts of caffeine in my system and sugar.
Wait a minute, didn't you take that 5 hours thing back
Yeah, it's a super strength, so it actually lasts longer. Like, I took one Monday, like, at 3 o'clock thinking I had a... Yeah, it didn't wear off. I didn't go to sleep. Remember my Tuesday when we did the news? I had been awake since the day before.
Oh, my God, woman. You're nuts. Y'all hear this? Y'all hear how nuts she is? I'm going to pet him and rub him and call him George. Oh, Jay is so cute.
He is adorable. So, those of you who are not aware, Extra Life is doing their thing again here, and we're trying to make it a big deal, especially those of us in Houston, because this is where it started. The money's going to go proceeds now, not a portion. So those people that you know that are like, go ahead and give me $25 to sponsor me, don't you put your money in their hands. You go to the little page, you sign up for an account on Extra Life, and you can donate on their page, $25, but all proceeds, not a portion, goes to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
That is so awesome.
Yes. All you got to do is play for 24 hours. If you are in the Houston area or within the vicinity of a Microsoft store, period, the festivities start at 6 p.m., not tomorrow, day after tomorrow, Saturday, but the following Saturday. So at 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Is, I guess, when they lock you in so you can't leave. So I will be leaving shortly because it's in the Galleria and there are shoes in there. You cannot lock me in a mall full of Prada and Louboutins, and you can't do it. I'm going to throw a brick through a window and just roll out with a bunch of shoes. Just can't do it. And computers, too. Oh, God. I'm in the Microsoft store, so, yeah, I need to leave before they lock me in there. We have a problem. But you guys who are, you know, have some restraint, please go by. Drop by your local GameStop. You're playing trades. And if you're in the UK, what is it, Game, I believe it's called? Game, go by there. We can use your help across the pond. We can spare, you know, if you can help donate some money, sure, they'll spare some for your hospitals, too. Go by and do some gaming, or just sit at your house if you want to. Just get online with your peeps, get to sponsor you, and just stay up. Stay up and game with us.
That sounds like fun.
It sounds like fun. I will be at the Microsoft store, so I will be playing some and taking some photos. And probably when I get back to my house, I'll jump online and play some Battlefield with some of you. But I will warn you, I will fall asleep with the controller in my hand. I've done it before, so if you see me running into a wall, please don't take the time to just start shooting me in the back. It'll be funny. Video it if you do. Anyway.
People dinging me on Facebook. I'm sorry, hon. I can't talk right now.
You know, Jay, he is not a 6'3" tall, blonde-haired baby. He's a little 19-inch little blonde baby.
Yes. Such big eyes, so alert.
Can you stop talking about the baby? We have all this estrogen stuff that's happening. I don't know. It's biological. Look at the baby, and all of a sudden, I'm just like, ooh, shh, I push. See the voice I go into every time I look at the pictures, because I do have them up.
Corey wants, like, 4 babies. Yeah.
Whatever. I want 4. I want 4 of other people's babies. I don't want my own. No, ma'am. This fact.
Yeah, there'll be no time for gaming.
Shh. Baby strapped to the back. Let's do this. Here, baby. Hold the cord. Hold the batteries because it's about to run out. Hold it. Don't put it in your mouth. Okay. So.
I love you, Corey.
It is so. Okay, so anyway, we need to get to what are we supposed to be talking about again?
Well, Steve Jobs, everybody, well, at least most everybody, I think, should know about this. Steve Jobs passed away. We lost a great icon in the whole geek factory. It's horrible.
Well, we've been learning some interesting things about him today.
He was an interesting character. He definitely had a story to tell.
But remember a couple weeks ago when he left Apple, I said there was a scandal. Well, the scandal actually already happened. It just happened so far time ago. I was little, so I didn't hear about it. And there was no internet at the time that it happened. So,
yeah, because, I mean, this kind of thing would ruin businessmen nowadays.
Oh, yeah, it would. Completely.
But, yeah, all right. So I was reading around the internet, the interwebs this afternoon, looking for Steve Jobs information. All right, did y'all know he was actually adopted? Given up at birth and adopted. Him and his apparent adopted family were not all that close, as he will not call or will would not acknowledge his adoptive father as, you know, his dad. His mother, he actually found later on in life, was still estranged from his father. His father was actually a Syrian Muslim who left the country at age 18, but is apparently now back in the U.S. as a vice president of a Reno, Nevada casino.
Wow.
Yeah, his mom was or is a speech pathologist, so that's kind of cool. He never finished college. He was actually a college dropout. Dropped out, stayed for one semester, and then never went back.
Well, you know, same thing with Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes to prove. Well, you know, I don't want to deter anybody from going to college, but some people need it, some people don't. Some people need the structure of it, and some people just go in there and learn what they need to learn, and then they're out. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was also a sneaky little guy. Well, I won't say little guy.
He's 6'3". He was not
little. Right? Not little. Sneaky, very, very tall guy.
Sorry, 6'2".
Yes. He's very tall. Beanpole.
That's high.
Everybody knows, you know, he's well known for his innovations in personal computing. But did you know he's also known for ripping off people he works with?
much like our Zuckerberg person.
Yes. In 1975, Jobs was tapped by Atari to work on the Pong-like game Breakout. He was reportedly offered $750 for his development work, with the possibility of an extra $100 for each chip eliminated from the game's final design. Jobs recruited Steve Wozniak, later one of Apple's other founders, to help him with the challenge. Wozniak managed to whittle the prototype's design down so much that Atari paid out a $5,000 bonus. But Jobs kept the bonus for himself and paid his unsuspecting friend only $375. Wow.
That is messed up.
Yes, it is. What do you use $5,000 for?
To start out.
Yeah. He was the father of 4 children, actually. One was not acknowledged until later in his life. Let me see. 23, Jobs and his high school girlfriend, Anne Brennan, conceived Lisa Jobs. She was born in 1978, just as Apple began picking up steam in the tech world. Of course, him and Brennan never married, and Jobs reportedly denied paternity for some time, going as far as stating that he was sterile in court documents. Of course, he's not, because he went on to father 3 children with his wife, Lorraine Powell.
later on, he did mend the relationship with his daughter and paid for his daughter's education at Harvard. She graduated in 2000 and now works as a magazine writer.
Now, you know that this woman was the hood, because even though there was no internet, we would have known.
This idea.
She would have been standing outside Apple. Steve, this is a baby.
Where's my money?
Where's my money?
Money.
Where's my money, bitch?
Like I said, he was given up, so he didn't really have much of a family. He did find them later on. He actually found out he had a famous sister. Crossed paths with his biological sister while seeking the identity of his birth parents. His sister, Mona Simpson, born Mona Jindali, is the well-known author of Anywhere Here, a story about a mother and daughter that later adapted into a film starring Natalie Portman and Susan Sarandon.
Mm.
Apparently, you know, they met and they hit it off and grew into a closer relationship to the point where they were describing each other as best friends. Apparently, Anywhere But Here is actually dedicated to my brother Steve.
Aww.
So, yeah, that is sweet. I'm glad he actually did find some kind of family. What else? Oh, he was linked romantically. And see, that's the deal. I'm wondering what the timeline is here, you know, because he was with his high school girlfriend, and then later on down the road he was married. I want to know what the timeline was, because he was linked romantically with folk singer Joan Baez. I may be saying that wrong. And there was somebody else, but I cannot find it now. Oh, Diane Keaton, briefly.
Diane Keaton.
What was this like? Before his
now,
marriage, was there something during his marriage? They don't say, so I'm kind of wondering.
Well, now, here's another amazing thing, because Ginger and I are sharing what we found back and forth, is that he bought the graphics group. What's the graphics group, you may ask? Well, Pixar is the graphics group from Lucasfilm, which Lucasfilm's computer graphics division, I want to say 1986 is when he bought it for about $10 million. So now that bad Star Wars movie came from.
Mm-hmm.
And he used $5 million of it to give into them, to another $5 million to provide capital for the company. It was originally based at Lucas's Kerner Studios in San Rafael, California, but then relocated to Emeryville, California, and, of course, went on to produce Toy Story, A Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, Inc., Finding Nemo, The Incredibles, Cars, Ratatouille, Wall-E, Up, Toy Story 3.
Finding Nemo. Oh, Toy Story.
Incredibles was my favorite.
The
Incredibles. But it's like, wow, everything this man touched.
Speaking of touching.
And I do like the quote that AOL had up for him. Well, actually, this is a picture. I think this picture is probably from Associated Press, because I'm seeing it everywhere. But it's a picture of his face, and it says, because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones that do. So apparently we see he was a little off with some things he did, but truly, I guess geniuses are a little off.
Yeah, they kind of break the mold, don't they?
Most assuredly. I was sharing with Ginger, because I'm also a movie trivia buff. One of the things I remembered, ironically, as soon as he died, or probably a couple days ago, I won't even say as soon as he died, but probably the day before, I was looking at the phone, you know, the phone I'm afraid of, and thinking of the iPhone, and I thought of Eve from Wall-E is actually modeled after the iPhone.
You know, and I wouldn't have put those two together. So
I did, because I'm such a movie buff. I go read all the trivia, and that was one of the things I thought was absolutely hilarious. They were like, what I remember reading is they said that they went to Steve Jobs and they said, what should we do with Eva? You know, you say you want it, we want to base her on the iPhone, and what would the iPhone look like if we could, you know, throw it this many years in the future? And Eve is what they came up with.
That is kind of cool.
That's kind of scary.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, but what if the iPhones are like that?
iPhones are evil. Evil.
And at least they are, according to the Woodsboro Chapter of Baptist Church.
Oh, my God. Oh.
We should go ahead and let's do it.
Yeah. Let's just do it. All right. So, there's news. Westboro Baptist Church promises protest of Steve Jobs' funeral. And I wish I could find the other thing that I've read about this. Anyways, all right, so Westboro Baptist Church pretends that it supports morality, but it's hard to take anything away. Yeah, anyways, I'm not going to read this whole deal. Pretty much what's going on, Westboro tweeted from an iPhone, ironically, that they intend to ticket Steve Jobs' funeral.
Well, it's from, and you, I almost hate to do this. Please do not go over and threaten the crazy Christian people.
You
can go over and point out to her that the person that you're calling evil, does that make you evil because you used a tool for the devil to tweet?
Oh, no. Apparently, iPhones are made by God.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, the tweet is, the person who tweeted this is at Margie J. Phelps, and her tweet said,
at Margie J. Stupid.
Her tweet, this is her first tweet. I'm assuming there were more. No peace for man who served God, and she wanted the hashtag of hell greeted him. Westboro must picket funeral. Hashtag Warren Living, MT, at Apple News, at rest in peace.
You know what? One, have they even announced where he's going to be buried at?
You know what? I would hold it on private property just for the sheer pleasure of having them put it from the property for picketing.
Yeah. And two, do we even know if that was his wish? Does he want to be buried? I mean, he's Buddhist. What kind of funerals do Buddhists have? I don't know.
I think they're cremation. I don't know. I'm not gonna speculate. I have no idea. I want to say cremation, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know myself. But these people, shallow gene pool for one. It happens when your family tree is a bush.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I'm calling y'all out. A bush, people, a bush. When your grandfather is also your father and your brother. All right.
Gender is out of control.
I hate these people. I mean, beyond the fact they already irritate me because I'm from a military family, so this whole idea about them protesting the military families totally just has them on the wrong side of me.
Well, not that. They also picketed the funerals of the people that were killed in the Arizona shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
the funeral of Elizabeth Edwards as well.
And I cannot imagine this. What is wrong with you people? All right, great. So you think the world's coming to an end and you think it's because we're all... Yes, a lot of inbreeding there, Jay. You think we're all evil and immoral and this, that, and the other. Isn't there something about not judging in the Bible, something like that? Don't throw the first stone.
Judge not, lest ye be judged. I'm particularly disturbed by the picture of one of their protest signs about Elizabeth Edwards saying, thank God for breast cancer.
Yeah, I cannot. And that they are raising their children in this environment irritates me. But you know what? No, it's all good because iPhones are made by God. So you are essentially saying that Steve Jobs was God, right?
He's a
so you are protesting God's funeral. You hypocritical. Barnes is not nice for...
No, it's nighttime. You can say them.
Critical sons of bitches.
Okay, then...
Mothers should have swallowed.
This was the amazing thing, is that there were 59 other people that retweeted this. I think we need to... I need to make a list.
Jay, Uncle Daddy.
Hi, Uncle Daddy, brother. That's what it needs to be. Papa, Uncle Daddy.
Ew.
Hi, Grandpa.
Ew.
Can I have some juice? I'm just...
don't drink the Kool-Aid.
I think we need to keep these people on a list, and I hope the FBI is watching them like a hawk.
But, you know, you mentioned something earlier this morning, and I'm going to go on out there and say it again. You know, all you little hackers that run around being stupid, hacking stuff you shouldn't be, why can't y'all do something good? Why can't y'all take care of these Westboro Baptist people?
I would love for a cell phone. I'm sorry, I have to say it. Their cell phone should have been hacked the second they sent that tweet, Lulzik. If you wanted to do something funny.
Yes, every time they turn it on, it'd been like, you're stupid, sorry. Turns back off.
I'm stupid. You're stupid. You're stupid. Sorry, you're not allowed to tweet.
Scanning for IQ, not sound.
Oh,
not sound now.
Oh, that was hot.
Oh.
That what I would have loved to see. We fussed about them all morning, Lulzik, the Woodsboro Baptist Church. Please, can you hear? Do I need to tweet this? And maybe I need to tweet it to get it across.
Yeah, something. Because this is ridiculous. Y'all are hacking everybody but who you should be.
Well, somebody's going to correct me about their name because I spell it wrong on time every time when I'm on my Twitter on purpose.
Well, L-U-L.
No, I spell it L-O. I spell it L-O-L.
L-U-L.
They'll correct me. They'll correct me, I promise you. Okay, look, hack. Let me. It's hack. Phones to say, scan. He's scanning for ID.
Yes, Jay, that is exactly what I said.
All right, there you go. Okay, moving along.
Seriously, who would pick at this guy's funeral? This guy was awesome. Without him, our world would not be what it is today.
Well, they wouldn't be able to Twitter. I don't understand people like that who have this whole aversion to technology to the point where they're saying it's evil, but you use it every day. You have no trouble.
They have an aversion to common sense is what they have.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I would have a whole lot more respect for you if you said, you know what, I abhor technology, I want nothing to do with it, and you had no computer in your house and no cell phone, and you kept your money in the mattress, because that means you are serious about yours. You're not serious.
No.
He says, can Lil Sex hack a 14-point baud modem? Oh, God, they still make those. Oh, you know what, I shouldn't say that. I have one right under my foot, actually. I do, in my old laptop. It's right underneath my foot. I will Twitter a picture because I have a better phone. But if I figure out how to take pictures. But I'm like, I can't even respect what they're trying to do because you used an iPhone and then you tried to, you know, justify what you were doing
because she was called out for it too, and that was her response is, oh no, God made the iPhone.
You know what she was standing there trying to figure out? How'd they know I used an iPhone?
No kidding, right?
That's why you need a license to be on the internet. Let me just say that again.
License to breathe when it comes to those people.
License to be on the internet, to get a cell phone. I'm all for it. An extra dollar. That money could go towards schooling or something just because you should have one.
Yes. Just seriously.
But
for all his power, he was only the 110th richest person in the world.
And how much did he get paid a year?
$1. One whole dollar a year.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Jobs joked in 2007, I get 50 cents a year for showing up, and the other 50 cents is based on my performance. That is hilarious. oh, my God. Apparently, he's not the only one. Google's Larry Page, Sergey Brin, and Eric Schmidt all pocketed the same 100 penny salary annually. So apparently he's not the only one who did this, but this is awesome. But he did own, what did we say, 5.5 million shares of Apple? So I don't think he was hurting.
I think if they do protest his funeral, that a bunch of us should show up with shirts, you know, with Steve Jobs' face on it, and we should all just point and laugh.
Yes. I like this idea. You know what? If they do have a funeral and they do decide to protest, we should like dress up as like Miss Pac-Man and Mr. Pac-Man and have like a bunch of little ghosts and all run through them.
Giant iPhones.
Yes. Or, you know, Centipede or something and just, like, run circles around them and through them. And
or better yet, one of us should go up dressed to like a minister and have a whole speech. We know you all are against the tools of the devil. Amen. They're gonna shout, amen, I am. I know you're against the evil. And just go ahead and put your iPhones in this bag because that's a tool of the devil.
Your computers, your internet access, your modems, everything.
Go ahead, give me that cell phone. Watch, God. Oh, no, you don't need that laptop. No.
Jay, don't go there. Don't go there, Jay. I love my Android.
What, Didi made the Android? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the grocery store earlier shaking mine, and this guy was killing himself laughing at me. He's like, what are you doing?
I said, what's the whiffle ball that? No, physical harm. I cannot encourage physical harm.
Well, wiffle ball bats won't actually hurt them. You can hit hard enough to hurt. Do some bruising, some blunt force trauma. But then we don't want to do any violence.
No, we don't want to give them that excuse. Oh, we're being abused or whatnot, even if they do deserve it.
Now, see, if we did, we'd have to get, like, the police involved and everybody say, nobody saw anything, touched them. No, of course not.
We didn't see nothing.
Look, here's pictures of us standing calmly on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm. We didn't see nothing. We don't know what you're talking about.
It had to be a conspiracy. All right.
so insist that they're...
But Steve Jobs, you will be missed. And his wife is pretty. I know I said this off air earlier. But wow.
Yes, you did.
Pretty.
You did.
So blonde and pretty. And,
Well, I want
How
to.
How you doing?
I want to, and this is, well, this is not really, I keep saying in, not in the show, but, you know what, I just noticed something. I'm looking at IMDb, and they have, of course, his bio up. Where are they now? You know, it says CEO of Apple Computer Inc. No, y'all need to change that where are they now section.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And just a little bit.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, we've also got the apology for pretty much everything from the CCP CEO.
Ooh, please share, because I got one, too.
All right, well, this is going to be... Yeah, this is really long, so I think I'll just go over pretty much just what it's over. All right, so who is this? Hilmar Vigar Peterson, CEO of CCP, posted a letter today on the EVE Online community, or to the EVE Online community, where he apologizes for pretty much everything, being a jerk, not listening, trying to run the company into the ground, yeah, all right, so it starts off with, like, dear followers of EVE Online, the past few months have been very humbling for me. In other words, you guys just about handed me my ass. I've done much soul searching, and what follows is my sincere effort to clear the air with all of you. Please bear with me as I find my way through.
Mm-mm.
All right, so he apologizes to, of course, the community at large, and his coworkers, who he says that he's been arrogant and impatient and didn't want to listen to anybody, wouldn't listen to the people he worked with, wouldn't listen to community, pushed things that shouldn't have happened. Just, his head got too big. You know, I mean, it got to the point where the population of Eve was actually larger than the population in Iceland, which that is actually kind of cool. But he says, you have spoken loudly and clearly and with your words and with your actions, and there
with
are
your dollars.
Yes, your dollars. And there were definitely moments in recent history when I wish I would have listened more and taken a different path, like when everybody in Eve protested and just about shut down the servers. I was wrong. I admit it. Yeah. All right, so what have we got? Captain's quarters. Without establishments and meaningful activities to engage in, forcing players into a mandatory single-player captain's quarters experience was a mistake. Virtual goods. Next, we arrive at our rather underwhelming virtual goods rollout. A lot of people were pissed off about this.
Mm-hmm.
That was why they were protesting. There was hardly anything to purchase initially, let alone to put the cost of the infamous monocle in perspective. The last thing we wanted to do was create the perception that all items in the store would be in that price range. Quite frankly, it was rather pointless to begin with because we did not have a multi-user environment in which players could show off their purchases. That's a good point. If you're going to be buying all this vanity stuff, what's the point if you can't show it off?
Okay. Mm. Okay, where do I go with this? wow. That was just a stupid, forget all the rest of that, stupid thing to do was to put something like that in print in the first place. You just don't print stuff like that about your people, just people that hold your job in their hands, because if they just all decide to leave Eve,
mm-hmm.
What happens? What do you do?
Kiss your job goodbye? kiss your baby goodbye.
They can pretty much drop away.
Yeah, that's one too. That's not what I meant to say, but that's how that came out.
You pissed it away. You fucked up. So I'm. We've been following the story in the morning. Just, I'm still amazed that you would
for like months now.
Yeah, I'm still amazed. Every time we talk about it, I'm just amazed. Why would you open your mouth to say something so idiotic, or take your little fingers and type something so completely and utterly idiotic? And then expect for your people to stay and or not protest. Or again, LulzSec, this is what it should have been, a time when you step in. So you guys are confused about where.
Yes.
You guys are confused about how it actually works to protest. You need to watch some of those old films from back in the day so that you understand clearly what you're supposed to do when you protest. It is not attack your fellow gamers. It is when stuff like this happens, you go over and say, let us show you just how powerful we are as gamers. We're going to shut your damn game down. Call us sheep.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? I cannot believe. Oh, and that was leaked. Oh,
sheep this bitch.
No kidding, right?
That's what you should have done.
Oh, my God.
Forget PlayStation Network. As far as I know, they hadn't done anything to us, and you haven't actually shown me they did anything to us. So you should have been going after these people. Them and these Star Wars Old Republic people. Okay. So I actually didn't get this in my mail. It was in my spam.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Snow was complaining about this last week, and I got the same email as well, where they were telling you about your tester, compare your testing experiences, like you had been in the beta test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people, as it turns out, that was a mistake. That email obviously was a mistake. Some of you signed up, some of you didn't. Some of you have an old account from something else to do with the, who is it? Is it SOE? Yeah, the SOE store. And they just sent out a mass thing to the list. So the thing that we got, that I got an email, I have no idea what day this was, and I'm trying to find it. Actually, I just found the original email that says, compare your testing experience. Tell us how you liked it. No. Hang on.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all because I didn't get to actually play. Ah, there we go. I shall read to you this lovely apology. On September 29th, you received two emails regarding Star Wars The Old Republic game testing program. These emails were sent to you by mistake. No shit. This was due to an internal error and not the result of hacking or malware. Please be assured that no personal information was compromised. We are really sorry for this confusion or any confusion this may have caused. Please note that the receipt of this email does not affect your chances to be invited to test the game at a later date. Between now and launch, we'll be concluding additional large-scale beta testing weekends where we will be inviting more people than ever before. Additionally, we will be releasing even more information about the game as we gear up for launch in December. If you haven't signed up for testing yet, you can still do so at swtor.com/tester. Thank you for your understanding. No, I don't understand. Your letter should have said, you know what, we're sorry that we said you were included, but just as a thank you for not going the fuck off on us, you can now come in and beta test. That's what I want.
Yes, yes, that would have been awesome. That would have been great. But no, that's not what they're going to do. Crazy people. You're crazy, crazy, crazy people.
Okay, forget the fact that they're saying none of your data was compromised. The email that they sent this to for me, I haven't used better than 9 years to sign up for any SOE products. What the hell kind of list do you have where you're not removing information? Usually your information is wiped after you stop going in. I mean, I know NCSoft does. I think, like, my City of Heroes characters are most likely gone because that's how they are. If they don't see you log in, you don't respond to emails they send you. You don't even attempt to log in because even attempting to log in to them means you might still want to play, so we'll keep sending them to you. I have not gone anywhere near any Star Wars, anything, or SOE store, period. Why? Why? I say, why? I'm sorry, this is not even SOE. I stand corrected. This is BioWare, LucasArts, and EA. Why?
See, there's your right there.
EA.
That was why. That was why. EA, right there. EA is the devil.
Damn you, EA. I want the Sims pets. I hate you.
I know, and everybody on Facebook is like playing the Sims game, and I keep getting like invites. Come play. I logged in once.
I don't want that one. I want the Sims, the pets, you know, that so I can have me a horse or something. I don't know why. I'm having a little girl wants a horse syndrome, a pony. I wonder if it's...
See, I tried that. Well, I'm not inside Sims. Inside Second Life, I had a pet. I recently picked it up. I was like, yeah, it's just wasting friends.
Well, your pet in Second Life is different. I think, you know, I told you my old...
That's right, because in the Sims one, isn't it, you actually get to play as the pet?
No, they released one that's selling horribly. I haven't heard anything about it since they released it, where you are the pet. But this one is
the
just in
the furry population isn't snapping that up?
No. Huh? Because even though people furry say they like being furry, they actually like keeping their human aspects and being furry.
Yeah.
So they don't actually want to be a full-fledged dog, trust me. I don't care what they say. But this one is an expansion pack to the base of Sims 3. So I do want that. I saw the screenshots, and if you didn't see them, they're up on our site in French. The Sims is Sims in every language. So, but I saw the screenshots, and I want it. And there's fishing, in all of them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's fishing in the Sims. You didn't know that?
No. Don't tell me that.
I thought you.
Even though I've got Sims 3 on my phone and I hate it, I'm like, ooh, this is so ugly.
Now, I have told y'all before, if you're gonna play it, you have to play the PC version on Mac or PC because that those other little spin-offs and offshoots would kind of be like them saying, we're going to put Halo on your iPhone. It would not work.
No, it's so ugly. It's all scribbly looking.
That is exactly why. So don't, if you're hearing us talk about these games, some of them are better on their original platforms. That's one of them. But you can fish. And you can either take the fish and cook them or you can keep them as pets. You can always keep them as pets before, but I think there's some new added interaction with them when you get this particular expansion pack. So
that's kind of cool.
So I'm going to take my Sim to Sim France, and we're going to go fish by the Simful Tower or something. Semi-Full Tower.
And eat bagels and cheese and then go shoe shopping?
Dude, don't get me started.
Shoe shopping.
I'm telling you, I may go to Paris and y'all will never see me again.
No, you're not allowed to go.
I will have my T-shirt on sitting outside the Prada store. We'll work for shoes. Somebody gonna send y'all a picture. I ain't coming back. I'm not coming back. I'll have my DS. I'll be happy. Eat French bread.
Bag lady.
Shoe lady.
Bag lady.
That's right. I gotta have my DS with me. At least something. Can't just give it all up. Okay, I had some interesting news, but I have lost it.
All right.
Don't you love when I do that? Don't you love when I do that? Ginger was more prepared than me this evening. I had a bunch of stuff earlier than I restarted. I should never have restarted my computer before we did the show. All my little stuff I had just gone. Okay, here's my...
Did you play on Thursday night show? I guess she was coming prepared.
Yes, of course. Okay, so now, you guys know Microsoft is planning... Well, they were looking at Yahoo, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why were they looking to buy Yahoo?
I don't know. I thought Google was buying Yahoo.
Well, Microsoft said they were looking at it, but they're saying Yahoo doesn't have much growth potential. Maybe for you all.
Really? Yahoo doesn't have much growth potential?
Yeah. Well, this is what the argument that's going on internally at Microsoft is that they are excited because they want to destroy AOL.
Is AOL even still around? Is AOL even
AOL. Yes, AOL is now a threat because they have the Huffington Post under their wing. They didn't go anywhere. They did what you should do when times change. They adapted, and they, instead of having themselves be your email client, they're still your email client, but they went the way that Microsoft was, you know, originally. You can sign up for your web-based email. If you really want the client, you can download it, but it's not necessary. And then as you surf around within their little Huffington Post, and they have several different areas of, I'm trying to think of the companies. They have some heavy hitters. I think TMZ is under their wing, too. TMZ, the web tabloid, I want to say they have Pop Candy. I mean, there's a bunch of them. Pop Crunch and
I guess I'll actually have to go over there and check it out. I've not been over to AOL in forever.
Latino voice, black voice. I mean, everything you could think of are these sites that some people are kind of visiting but not really paying attention to. Joystick as well, the gamer website that started out as a T-shirt company when we started. And I'm kind of, you know what I'm thinking about as well, Ginger. This is before you got here. There's been two or three times we've had a run-in with AOL, which was last year when we were featured on their asylum thing, and they put us on the front page, which scared the hell out of me to log in to my AOL and see my logo on the front page.
That's so awesome.
It's awesome, but it freaked me out. I think they were trying to scope us out a little bit. They had bought Girl Gamer some years ago, who was at the top of the rungs when we came along, and they bought her out. And she now works at some other gaming section at AOL, but I think they were scoping us out. I kept getting some strange emails from them along the lines of, come talk to us about something, or are you going to be at this particular event? We really love to talk to you. I was like, what should you talk to me about? You know, I got to work while I'm there. Well, I just want to talk to you. Well, bye. Are y'all going to kill me? I'm paranoid. I need to know why. You can't invite me out to dinner talking about, come on over here. I'll be there. I'm going to bring 10 people with me. You mind? Because you're not just going to take me.
Corey disappears. Comes back, had a brain switch.
Hey, I'm sweet meat. I don't want to be eaten up and stuff.
He is too. I'm num num.
So I was kind of scared. But anyway, so that's why AOL's a threat, because they have all these, they went and grabbed up all these virtual IPs, and they're doing well. So Microsoft saying they need to destroy them because they have Bing. But they're not sure about Yahoo. They tried to buy Yahoo back in 2008 for $44.6
billion. Wow.
They're also
$44.6 billion?
Yes. I got to learn how to write code for search engines, really.
No.
I need to write a connect one. As soon as I put a YouTube video up, they come after me. And they send my friends, too, my people that I know.
Wow.
Corey, we came by to visit. Really? All the way from Seattle? But you, so there's that. Oh, and they're thinking about, they want to take Yahoo basically and integrate it with Bing. Anybody have to actually use Bing?
I guess Xbox users use Bing now, but Xbox Live.
Oh, you use it for Xbox Live?
Well, that's what the search engine, that is the search engine on Xbox Live. And it's also the search engine on my phone, my Xperia Play. Is Bing.
See, mine is Google.
Mine is Bing.
Ironically, and on the other phone, it was Opera.
Opera. That's what's on the Wii, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I think it is. Oh, I don't have a problem with Opera. It's it takes some getting used to, but it was interesting on my phone. I like the fact of I think Opera was probably better suited for a cell phone. The way that they have it set up, whenever you have your pages, they show up as icons. So you don't have windows stacked upon each other. You're trying to figure out where you were. So you can move around on my other phone and, you know, I can tap here because I had this open and then hit a button and it'll go back to an icon. And then I can move back and forth to pages, which made it easy to copy, paste, that type of thing. So it's better suited for a phone than it is on the Wii. Well, the Wii as well, because of the Wiimote, you point and click. But and to answer your question, Ginger from in the chat room, the free mail with AOL, it is free. Yeah, they went free in, I was going to say 90-something. No, it wasn't. It was 2004, maybe?
Yeah, I was already using Yahoo by then.
They went free. They ditched the client. They had a falling out with Microsoft. See, that's where all this came from. This is when Xbox Live came about.
Mm-hmm.
And AOL was partnered with Time Warner and Comcast.
Yes. I remember that.
Yeah, and you couldn't get outside of Time Warner, Comcast, and AOL because they didn't want you going to Microsoft. And Microsoft was, it was horrible. Horrible,
yes.
Horrible. So they're still holding a grudge against AOL.
All right, at the time when I had AOL, this will tell you how long ago it was. You had to download the client back in the day.
Yeah.
They didn't have it on the web. And when you downloaded it, it automatically put in that stupid, flipping antivirus. I don't even remember who it was through. McAfee? No, it wasn't McAfee.
It is McAfee. They still use
McAfee?
It.
Oh, I hated that crap because it always ruined my computer. Always.
It ruined everybody's computer. We all
hated that thing.
They're like, I think they're considered virus now. When you have have other antivirus that actually considers McAfee a virus.
Yes. Oh, my God. They're horrible. I hated it. So, yeah, that was about the time that I discovered Yahoo Mail, and it was free. Actually, it was Hotmail to begin with.
That was Microsoft.
And then I went to Yahoo Mail. But, yeah, so that's how long I've been with Yahoo Mail, was AOL wasn't free.
I've always had AOL. I've had, and the reason why I kept it is I have, as you all know, some of my family is tech backwards. So I have kept the same email for like 15 some odd years. My very personal email that I keep that because my family's just backwards. When my grandfather died, that was the only way they could figure to contact me.
Thinking about my email, there's reason for the numbers in it. It would have been 2002 when I started using Yahoo.
Oh, wow. I was on AOL before you were on Yahoo. I was on AOL in the 90s.
Well, I was with AOL in the late 90s.
When Diablo was on AOL. Like, when Diablo was on AOL, if you want to know how long ago it was, I used to play Diablo on AOL.
Wow. No, see, I didn't really discover gaming until after I graduated high school, which was in 2000. At least not, like, internet gaming. Now, like, console stuff, yeah, but not, like, MMOs. I remember my first MMO was EverQuest, and that didn't come out until, what, 99?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started playing. I actually found Diablo on AOL at somebody else's house. I said, "What's that?" And they were like, "Oh, that's some game." And when they left, "I'm going to go run and get something to eat. Do you mind?" "Oh, no problem. Install." "Oh, this is nice. Oh, I get to kill. Oh, picking up gold. That is nice. What are you doing playing Diablo?" And I don't think I had a computer. I surely did go home and buy one. I had one 2 days later. I was not joking around. Yeah.
I got into MMOs because I was at home by myself late at night and wanted something to keep me busy. So, you know, because I'm big pansy and didn't like, you know, hearing weird noises because I lived out in the boonies. So I came across the EverQuest and bought EverQuest. And, well, that was the end of the story there. MMOs ever since.
And I blame Steve Jobs for all of this.
Yes, Steve Jobs.
It is all your fault.
May there be many, many games and apparently LSD and... T1 cable and all kinds of awesomeness wherever you're at.
You know what? I noticed they pulled his profile down at Apple.
Aww.
It's probably been gone since he left, but I think in memoriam they should probably put it back. That would be nice of you all to put it back.
Yeah. And you know, and you brought up something earlier on air, and I know we don't have much time now, but you mentioned these hackers over at LulzSec, and you were talking about who are great thinkers nowadays. We discussed that we think that they are these people in LulzSec and Anonymous, and that there's just such a waste. And, yeah, you people, we love you, but seriously, could y'all do something, like, productive with these skills?
It is so sad that this is the best that you can do. I don't know if it's immaturity or what it is, but I have never said that their minds weren't brilliant. They're just... so misguided.
They are entirely misguided. There is so much they could be doing.
I will put it to you this way because I'm an extremist. Being a woman of color, I run across so many people younger than me that say they experience racism. And when they tell me whatever it is that happened to them, I look at them and go, "That's not racism. You know, you just weren't doing a good job," or "Sally didn't like you. It had nothing to do with your race." Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them are so far removed from the real thing from, you know, 60s and 70s. Not to say I was around then, but I grew up in a house where I heard about it. And I did get to experience it, you know, at some places in the backwoods of Alabama. You still have to be very careful. So I did experience it. So I'm very clear about what it is when I see it. And I think that is what's wrong with LulzSec and Anonymous. They're brilliant, but they are so far removed from what really protesting is, what it's supposed to be about, what are you supposed to be fighting for, if you know, what type of injustice, that they really don't know injustice when they see it. People like Woodsboro Baptist Church just completely disrespecting the memory of Steve Jobs by using an iPhone, and I don't even think they were smart enough to realize what they'd done. I think that was just sheer stupidity, because they didn't, you know, Twitter, as soon as they did it, "Yes, we're using an iPhone because we were, you know, making a statement." They didn't realize they'd done it. I'm going to tell you that now. Mm-hmm. They didn't realize that it was going to say that they used an iPhone. It didn't even occur to him that he made it. And that's why I'm looking at LulzSec saying, you guys are brilliant. If you're going to be protesting, then make it mean something and not do stupid things. Hacking Sony when truly they hadn't done anything to warrant that type of thing. And you actually punished us. You didn't punish them. Their stock didn't drop. Nobody got fired. Nothing happened other than you kept thousands, millions of your fellow gamers from playing their games for a couple of months. You know,
and now we have a bad taste in our mouth when we think of you.
Yeah, we didn't look at you and say you did a good thing. We look at you and say, you know, you did nothing. You wasted my time.
You inconvenienced me.
Yes.
You made me waste my money.
Find a good cause. Why don't you, if you're going to be hacking, go in and actually find something that they did. You know, maybe they're embezzling money over at Sony. Who the hell knows? But you were so busy trying to keep me from gaming, thinking I'm protecting you. You're not.
No, you're not. You're just pissing us off. That's what you're doing.
Go learn what protesting is. Go watch some of the films, you know, civil rights movements and women fighting for their rights so that you understand what it's really about, because that's not it. What you did was just sheer stupidity. You're in a lot of ways not much different from the Woodsboro mm-hmm. Westboro. I said Westboro. That's from Scream. from the Westboro people, because you're not using that mind that you have to do something absolutely wonderful. You want to be able to look at one day, or hopefully you won't be looking, but you would like to, if you could, if you have the ability to look back from the other side when you die, see all the love that they're giving to Steve Jobs be aimed at you as well when you're gone. Because you have the mind, do something with it.
Yes. Yes, yes, please do something with it. Stop being a waste of oxygen, all right?
I think Steve needs to be back on this page, Apple.
Yes, I think so, too. I don't know.
I'm looking at this page. He needs to be back on this page. I'm going to send him an email.
And I hope he was just retiring to, you know, spend more time with family.
I was hoping it was a scandal. I was hoping it was a scandal, really, because the scandal is better than, you know, the alternative. But I was cool. I was hoping it was a scandal. I was looking for something. I was like, oh, it's going to be five babies found.
Well, apparently he had his scandals. It was just before, you know, internet media.
For our time.
Because, you know, anybody else nowadays, if there were any other big, help anybody at this point, not admitting that it's your child, fighting it, saying you're sterile, da-da-da-da-da, ignoring the kid for most of her life until college, and then being like, oh, hey, by the way, I made a mistake. My bad. I love you. Here's some money. Go to college. Mm. That's just kind of...
Yeah. Because he could have just still said no.
Yeah. I don't know. I cannot imagine having a child out there, or at least having the possibility, not knowing, and just straight up saying, you know what, no, that's not mine. I'm not even going to take a test.
I'm sterile. I think he was just scared. You know how those guys get.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, but he was 23. He wasn't exactly a kid.
No, that's a kid, honey.
23?
Yeah. You know, they've been doing genetic studies and saying that you're not actually an adult. Probably you start thinking like an adult and behaving like one probably until around the age of 25, 26. And I can attest to that because I was clubbing it up from 21 to 25, I'm telling you, doing stupid stuff, just driving reckless, hanging out the window, just crazy. So, yeah, I can truly believe that. I was not all there probably till I was about 25. So, I'm just...
Sad day for geeks.
Well, because I was hanging out the window. Oh no. Thinking about Steve.
He
still had the brilliant mind. I'm hoping that's all that is with the Lull Sect, that all of you are just young. You haven't figured it out yet, what you need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go start a company?
Yeah. I see a lot of people asking, you know, what's going to happen to Apple now? Apple's going to go under. No, Apple's not. He'd already turned over control. Well, hell, he'd already left Apple once and then came back, took over control again, and then left, a couple of months ago.
Tim Cook is the current CEO. Now, what I've been seeing all day is, although Apple's stock has not changed,
mm-hmm.
you know, gone up or down, some of the other companies' competitors' stock have gone up.
Hmm.
So people are in, That still makes it kind of scary. I'm hoping that they're able to survive this. It would be a shame to have such a great legacy just go under.
I don't think they're going anywhere. I think it's been to the point now where Tim Cook's had it long enough that...
He's only had it a couple of weeks, hasn't he?
He also had it a while back, didn't he? Because Steve Jobs left for medical reasons.
Oh, well, that's true. He was kind of sitting in
yeah.
a way. He was a chief operating officer before. So he was responsible for sales and operations.
I think Apple's going to be just fine. Give Tim Cook some LSD. Apparently that's how, you know, Steve Jobs came up with all his innovations.
Oh, God. See, this doesn't look good. This makes me nervous of where he was before he came to Apple.
Where was he?
He was at Compaq.
Oh, no. Oh, I hated my Compaq. Do you remember?
Vice President.
You have to buy our parts because no other parts will work in your computer. Are you kidding me?
Do you know why? I worked at Compaq putting those computers together. I worked in the office. The assembly line was horrible. When you have people that you hardly pay any money staying up building computers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's going to be problems. I'm just saying. And there were problems. I'm telling you, all the drama that was going on up in the Compaq place, oh, no.
I remember, what was it? My graphics card went out. I was going to buy another one, and no, you couldn't do it because I want to say it was the graphics card. Maybe it was, I don't know, something I had to upgrade to play Dark Age of Camelot, a new expansion for Dark Age of Camelot. And that's what actually spurred me to say, fuck it, and just build my own.
That's what I started doing. I think
because I was like, there's no way.
They would die. They had a short shelf life.
Yeah, I want to say it was the hard drive that died, and I want to say it was the hard drive, and I had to buy it from them. Yeah.
All right.
But they were going to charge me outrageous for it.
Of course they do, because they got to pay those people that are up making those computers 24 hours a day. It's like a sweatshop. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
All right, so you guys, remember what I told you? Go over to extra-life.org. Make sure you get signed up, registered, donate, do something.
Don't have that coffee today. Don't buy that pizza. Don't buy that donut.
Well, you can buy it. Just make sure you put some of that money towards the...
Yeah,
some of the things. So they got some little things over. You have to get into the site first before you can get some of the information, but they do have a little media kit that has some nice little icons and stuff you can stick on your blogs, your Facebook page, and they got videos and all that kind of stuff, which we'll be adding to ours, because I'm crazy. I hadn't put it up yet, but it's going up probably shortly.
It is so crazy.
I am crazy. So we will see you guys tomorrow morning, actually.
Yay!
Woo! I'll be there. We got some more news, stuff that's coming. I love when it's in news at night, and I want to tell you all about it. You know, we're probably going to be off the air here if we're not already.
Whoops.
We will see you guys later.
Later, guys.
This morning. Damn.